sell 12 boxes. And then everybody dies. The end. I did it. Story.
Lucy went back to Margaret.
Lucy went back to Margaret?
They're alive. Splops on her bed.
Wait. Margaret has been so busy. She's still in business attire, despite the fact that it's like 2 a.m. And she's been like swarmed with papers inside of what used to be Scott Callahan's office. That
oh,
now has
like,
been
the
newly redecorated.
They're alive flops on office couch.
Office couch, yeah. The new place where Margaret will be sleeping. But she puts all the papers down. She says, wait, they're good? Like, do you have... Is everyone all right?
Yeah, 6 out of 7. One's still asleep.
One's asleep?
It's Maher.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's...
He's magically asleep.
That's not good.
It's fine.
Is it magic sleep? Or
it's a magical influence sleep. I don't think he's in too much risk right now.
Can we just get, like, some smelling salts? Or is this one of those... And she just kind of looks at you, she's like, is this one of those tricky fey magics? It's a consumable. It put him to sleep. It's got very weird specific requirements. Lucy, my girl, you know. I'm going to let you make that decision yourself.
It is, but it could also look like it's a humanly drug.
He just waves her hand. She says, like, I'll figure it out.
It's not that hard. Just figure out what he wants.
But, like...
When it comes to desire, usually is what makes people look up.
Lucy, she comes over, she interrupts, she says, he's okay, right?
Yes, your best friend is okay.
Okay. She's very relieved.
And very old-looking, despite being in his 30s.
How about, I know it's late, and I know you don't usually eat. I still have fey wine. Do you want any?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me pour you a glass. And she just kind of, like, she takes her hand and she pets yours. And she says, and we're still besties. That's different.
Her mind's, like, currently doing that math
thing. That math thing, like, the equations. Fun fact for Lucy, because Lucy's probably aware that Margaret can't get intoxicated by regular substances. The only thing that can is fey wine. You can get fucked up on fey wine. Fey can get fucked up on fey wine.
Joke's on you. It's not actually fey wine. It's just laced with cocaine.
It's good stuff.
It's actually just got asbestos in it.
It's got fentanyl in it.
It's got aluminum in it. But yeah, now much more relieved. You guys can share some wine in the late evening in the newly redecorated director of the Department of Energy office.
There were a few things that were... unexpected.
Mm.
One was Maher, of course.
Mm. You can fill her in on all of the smaller details as well.
The bigger thing is that she wanted to tell us specifically the kid is no longer inside of the house.
Oh, all right.
I think she will be living with the other guy, the big one.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll come say hello. By the way, everybody else that's in the group. It'll take a little bit for everybody to find out, and by a little bit, I mean a couple hours. Alicia, who's a little gremlin for gossip, you know, she brings you in, and she says that this stays within the group, okay?
Okay.
I was told that at some point, somebody paid a visit to him in his office, told him everything that he is incorrect about and everything that he's ever done wrong, and then... An hour after that conversation was over, he came out, he was white, he was shaking, and then he resigned immediately. They're still gonna give him a giant severance package, but like...
But who did that?
Well, so for additional context as well, the current temporary director while new management is getting set up is Fentanari, but he's temporary for a reason. Because a new one is probably getting reinstated, and Alicia just kind of like waggles her eyebrows a little bit.
It's Maher.
I don't get it.
It's Margaret. She's gonna become the next director.
Lucy with a trombone. This was the closest instrument I could find.
Lucy herself may very well know, although not because Margaret told her, but because she's very good at picking up on context clues. That a couple hours after word got back that everyone died, Margaret went to the main base and went to Scott Callahan, and then 3 hours later, Scott Callahan resigned.
Now, Margaret, I am ecstatic about what happened.
She's already drunk.
But what did you say to Scott?
What did I say to Scott?
Mm-hmm.
I said a lot. I said a lot. It's crazy, because I've gotten into physical fights with people. People way stronger than him, even.
I didn't even...
All I had to do was words. Folded like a wet piece of paper.
I always assumed you had about that personality.
Can you pour me more wine?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Oh, this is good. How old is this? 4,000 years?
I stopped keeping track after that.
Oh, it's incredible.
4,000 is the last recorded.
Wow.
You know how there are ruins around the world?
Mm-hmm.
We may or may not hide them in the ruins now and then because no one will ever find them.
That makes so much sense. Well, you know, I usually put myself down. I think I could be a pretty good director.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
You could easily be a good director.
Yeah. It might be way better than Scott.
You can't do worse than Scott.
Yeah.
Seems impossible.
Yeah.
You'll be a great director.
As long as we don't have to worry about any clauses. Because that is one thing that Scott Callahan did get the chance to mention. Not to you. He's terrified of you. If he ever knew that you were back, he probably would resign again.
Come take my position. Nope.
The one other thing that Lucy might have heard through the grapevine, which is Scott Callahan's last parting words, is the fact that policy is not going to allow the next director to do anything incorrectly. And that includes fraternization. Fraternization?
Fraternizing.
But you know what? Margaret's in a good mood today.
This is your celebration day.
Yeah.
I'll deal with anything otherwise. In the reverse, she pats her head.
Oh, no wonder people do this. It's great. All right, we're gonna end the recording because I think that's it.